In the last couple years, Sean, there's been a concerted effort at the federal level and also at the state level for industries to do a better job in reducing nutrient losses. And that's nutrient losses of mostly nitrogen and phosphorus to surface waters, lakes, rivers, and streams, and then also to the Gulf of Mexico, where it causes a depleted oxygen zone they call hypoxia. So the state of Illinois has been asked by US EPA to develop a statewide strategy to reduce nutrient losses, and it's actually called the Illinois Nutrient Loss Reduction Strategy. So for the agriculture industry, we've been a stakeholder at the table with Illinois EPA for the last 2 years working on this strategy. It's going to be a very comprehensive document. But for us, with 22 million acres in crop production, you know, nitrogen and phosphorus are the two fundamental nutrient building blocks for plant life, corn, soybeans, and wheat. And so we sell about 5 million tons of fertilizer every year in Illinois for ag production. And so for the fertilizer industry, it's imperative that we take ownership of this issue and work with our farmer customers to do a better job of managing our nutrients, you know, really on every field, because every farmer's field is different. We are not an industry that's simple input versus output. A lot of dynamics happen in crop production. Weather has a huge role to play. But when it comes to water quality, nitrogen and phosphorus levels are seen as unacceptable, both in some local areas and in the Gulf, and we've got to reduce our nutrient losses. And there's kind of a 10-year timeline to accomplish this goal.
How much are we talking about when we say reduce? Is there a percentage that we're looking at?
Yeah. So Illinois EPA engaged with the University of Illinois Natural Resources and Environmental Sciences Department. They did a science assessment of what is the status of water quality in Illinois. And the science assessment, which will be part of what gets published, is estimating that in order to improve water quality in Illinois and in the Gulf of Mexico, we have to reduce nitrogen losses by around 400 million pounds and phosphorus losses by about 40 million pounds. And so we have agriculture and wastewater treatment plants, which also discharge nitrogen and phosphorus, have this combined goal of reducing losses by that amount over the next 10 years. So we're not going to solve this issue overnight. But for agriculture, our biggest issue is nitrogen, because we apply nitrogen for corn and wheat. And we do also have subsurface tile drainage in greater parts of the state that moves water off the field to help the crop's roots better take up nitrogen. But when you have excess water and excess nutrients, you can lose nutrients to the environment. So that's our focus in agriculture. And so for the phosphorus minimization, that's more of a challenge to the wastewater treatment plants. They're bigger contributors of phosphorus than agriculture is.
There might be someone who says, now, wait a minute, the groups that you represent, for example, why would they be interested so much in reducing maybe what they're selling to farmers? How, you know, why would they want to see this reduction?
Right. So I'm glad you asked that, because I think there's a thought process that because we sell fertilizer, we always want to sell more fertilizer. We sell around the same amount of nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium in Illinois than we sold in the 1980s. Our fertilizer sales in Illinois have been very flat. Our crop yields have gone up dramatically. Corn production has increased 75% in the last 20 years.
Is that due to just advancements in seed technology, things like that?
Yes, advancements in seed technology, better application technologies, better nitrogen stabilizer and inhibitor products that keep the nitrogen in a usable form for the plant, and I think just overall better understanding of nutrient utilization. So for agriculture, for the people that I work for, the fertilizer dealers and the certified crop advisors, we're kind of the trusted partner of the farmer. I mean, we have an ability with 1,300 certified crop advisors in Illinois to sit down with farmers one-on-one, because every farmer has got a different issue on his farm, whether it's a drainage issue, a tillage issue, his soil types are different. On every acre is going to have to do something a little bit better to reduce nutrient losses. So we're the kind of the mechanism of a one-on-one, and it isn't about selling more or necessarily selling less fertilizer. It's about improving nutrient utilization through better source of fertilizer choices, the right rate of fertilizer, the right placement, and the right timing of the application. And that's why we call our program the 4 R's. It's choosing the right source, the right rate, the right time, and the right place.
We're talking with Jean Payne. She's president of the Illinois Fertilizer and Chemical Association. I know that there were other groups that were involved in helping put this together, what this will be. But for the average farmer out there, what can they expect? Will they get some type of booklet, or will it be on a website? How will this all work?
So our first goal is to create a curriculum for the certified crop advisors, and there will be performance objectives as part of that. They will come to classes. They will learn more about the nutrient loss reduction strategy in the area of the state where they live in, because, you know, Champaign County is going to be different than Jefferson County, different than Stevenson County. So we're going to vary customize it to the regions of the state and rely on our universities to help us with the curriculum of how we better train our crop advisors on reducing nutrient losses and increasing nutrient utilization. And so there will be training manuals provided. There will be performance objectives written. These guys will be tested. And once they become certified, you know, our goal is to really just increase the level of education. And I think one thing we focused on in agriculture, we're always focused on crop production. And we also care a lot about the environment, but I don't know that we've done the best job of marrying crop production choices with environmental impact. So when you think about nitrogen application, are we thinking about what can we do for the crop, but what can we also do to enhance water quality? And I think the mindset of the 4R program does that, and it also takes in consideration why people make choices that they make. And how do we work with farmers who may not necessarily want to try something new?
You mentioned Champaign County, for example. There are going to be people that say, well, wait a minute, what does that have to do with the Mississippi River? Because maybe they think that we're only talking about farms that are right along the river, mm-hmm. or maybe the Illinois or some other tributary that you know, empties directly into it. But we're talking about quite a large swath of the state of Illinois and much of the Midwest
right.
that contributes to this problem.
So the water goes somewhere. Even if it's not directly going into the Illinois directly from a tributary, we have tremendous drainage districts in Illinois that were designed to pull excess water from our crop production fields into drainage districts. It eventually ends up either in an impoundment, which could be a surface water supply that's a drinking water supply, or eventually gets to the Illinois River or the Mississippi River. But the nutrient loss reduction strategy takes it a step further and, you know, affects all rivers and lakes and streams in Illinois, regardless of whether they're drinking water supplies. Because water quality is important not just for drinking water, for aesthetic purposes, for the quality of life in our state. For how people perceive Illinois, are we farming as responsibly as we can? Because we are dependent upon to produce a lot of corn and soybeans, and we do. And we want to maintain that status as well. It's a great economic driver, but we've got to marry it with our environmental responsibilities.
And some of this will be in place, or some of this training will take place before, say, the next planting season?
Yes, our goal is wintertime is a great time for agriculture meetings. And so at their Certified Crop Advisor Conference in December, and in our IFCA convention in January, we'll have a major focus and emphasis on how this program is going to function and really ask for our members, commitment to help us in this goal. Because in the end, you know, Sean, if we cannot do this on our own and do it in the right way that benefits our farmer customers, then I think we have an expectation that we will be regulated. And the difficult thing about that for agriculture is every year is different. And if we knew when it was going to rain, we would be perfect farmers. But we never know when it's going to rain or when we're going to have a drought. And so every year, nutrient utilization is different. We're just trying to create a systematic approach to how do we manage nitrogen and phosphorus overall better to reduce those catastrophic losses that we can see sometimes after a drought or a major rain.